Good morning, everybody. Welcome back to the second webinar about dolphin reading and writing tools with Jeff Baser. We have some other free webinars coming up this month you might be interested in. On Thursday this week, we're hosting a webinar by the DAISY Consortium. And on Saturday this week, we're doing one with people from Canada on free and inexpensive software. And you can read about those and register for them by going to our webpage, our webinar page, I should say. So if you go to our website, EASI.cc, and look for the link for webinars, and you can read about the two other webinars this month. So no more promos at this point, and I want to turn the presentation over to my new friend Jeff Baser, and I'm sure his mellifluous voice will keep you entertained for the hour. Jeff, it's yours.
Well, good morning and good afternoon, everybody. Norm, thank you so much. It's good to be back for week number two in a row. I really enjoyed being here last week, and good to see some of you, the same folks, back this week, and maybe some new folks as well. So, you know, I need to ask one question, Norm, and this is something I didn't think about before, so I just want to ask you. At the end of the presentation last week, we kind of previewed what we were going to do this week by playing a video about Easy Converter and how the program works and how we're actually able to move through and create a DAISY talking book from a PDF. Well, actually, we showed a couple different methods there in order to do that. One of the most popular ways is taking a PDF file, but it doesn't have to be a PDF. It can be a number of different types of files. So I just need to ask, if I can, Norm, quickly, do we have the means as review to play that video again, or are we just set up this week for the Easy Reader Express video that we also want to play?
Okay, we're set up at the moment for the Express. I'll see if I can get a setup for both, and I'll let you know in maybe 10 minutes. Or do you want to play it right away?
I think it's fine. I think, why don't we just go with the Easy Reader Express one? I think that's okay. I think that'll be fine. Don't worry about doing the other one. Basically, what I want to do just to begin here today, guys, is review a little bit about what we did last week, but spend most of the time now moving forward and introducing you to some of the products we have at Dolphin that allow you to create DAISY talking books, or digital talking books, as people say a lot of the time. Digital doesn't mean DAISY, in fact, though, so why don't we change the DTB in this case to DAISY talking books? How about that? We talked about DAISY a lot last week, introducing you to the concept of and file structure that's comprised of DAISY, telling you about what it is. And basically, it is a set of files that, when put together correctly, make up a digital talking book with enhanced navigation capabilities beyond what you might find in other digital textbooks. Basically, DAISY gives us the ability to navigate by chapter, by sentence, by paragraph, by section of the book, and by page number. It depends on how the book is marked up, quote unquote, or how it's made up as part of the DAISY creation. So some folks who do this on a regular basis, and depending on the type of book that they're working with, may be sure that they have the page number navigation set up. If it's reference material or study material, where we know a professor or a teacher in a class is going to say at some point, I need you to reference specific pages in this book, like go to page 22. I need you now to turn to page 32, 33. If you have a DAISY player that allows page number navigation, and most of them do, The more important thing would need to be the player would support, but is the book set up with page number navigation in place? And if the answer is yes, then what the user of the DAISY talking book would be able to do at that point, be able to press a couple of buttons, enter the page number, and be right where his sighted counterparts were who were using the hard copy book. So it's dynamic from that standpoint what DAISY can offer. Let's go a little further and talk about not only navigation. Of course, navigation is extremely important because if we go back to the old cassette player days when you had a textbook or notes on a cassette tape, if it was long, you might need to get tape number 3 or 4 out. And if you had to find chapter 22, it might be in the middle of that cassette tape. It may take 10 to 15 minutes to figure out where that is. If you got tired of listening to the double index tones for the chapter, page number for the single tones, and missed where you were, you could fall asleep before you found out where you really needed to be. So navigation, it really can't stress enough how easy it now is, important it is, and how just completely state-of-the-art it is compared to what we used to have to do with the cassette tapes. But let's take that one step further and talk about bookmarking. That's a capability DAISY has as well. So if you find important material in your book that you need to come back to, not only can you find the page number that you were on or what chapter it was in, but we can also drop bookmarks, almost like breadcrumbs along the way or on the trail or turning over the corner of a page back in the day on our printed books. We can do that same thing with DAISY. And what's even better is we can add notes to the bookmark, almost like you were writing in the margin or, on the side of your page in a hard copy book. We can do that with audio or we can do it with text. So in other words, we can record almost like a tape recorder to say, this is very important information that will be on the test. Make sure and come back here and study before that test takes place. Or if we wanted to write some text notes in, maybe reference to exactly what the material is about, at that point, then when we need to come back to it, we can bring up our list of bookmarks. Maybe we've created several, 12, 13, 14. Based on the text that you wrote in, that would give you the ability then to locate the proper bookmarks that you were looking for once again. The nice thing about this as well is on the hardware side of things, on the hardware players, when you put your CD back in or your SD card back in and start your DAISY talking book, the player remembers where these bookmarks were. So even if you created them quite a while ago and you're now coming back, the player remembers where these bookmarks were. Same thing on the software side for your computer. When you open up the designated DAISY talking book, the bookmarks are all remembered. So you don't have to worry about, did I save them? I rebooted my machine or I turned off my player. Will my bookmarks be saved? The answer is absolutely. Now, let me clarify a little bit what I mean by hardware and software players. One of the places where there's a series of players listed is in Wikipedia. If you go to Wikipedia and you type in DAISY, DAISY, which is an acronym and it stands for Digital Access Information System, DAISY. There's about 21 different software players that are listed there. The hardware list is somewhat less comprehensive. There's only about 4 or 5 listed there. Another place that you can go is on the DAISY Consortium's website, www.daisy.org. And I listed some of these websites last week as well for your reference. Again, let me give you that DAISY Consortium website, www.daisy, DAISY.org. The DAISY Consortium is an organization that's actually been around for about the past 17 years, 16 to 17 years. It was formed in 1996, and it is an organization who maintains the standards for DAISY. 2.02, the first version of DAISY started, I believe, in 2001. It was then updated in 2005 with the DAISY 3, which is the current standard. We're getting ready. A lot of you may have heard of EPUB as a new type of digital talking book. It's very likely that DAISY and EPUB3 are going to be one and the same or very similar in the coming months and years. So if you've heard about EPUB and you're thinking, is DAISY still going to be around? Absolutely. These are two very similar types of talking books, and the standards for both are much the same. Let's talk about the three different types of DAISY now before we start getting into some of the solutions that we offer at Dolphin. There are basically three different types of ways that these DAISY talking books can be delivered. We can do it with strictly audio. In other words, much like the old cassette tapes, how you turn them on, you heard a narrator reading to you. That is audio only. Most commonly found in the United States from Learning Ally, formerly RFD&D, and also from NLS, the National Library Service. These are delivered on a couple of different hardware types. The NLS delivers on cartridge or being able to download directly from the site. And I think with RFD&D or Learning Ally, excuse me, it's a CD or being able to download from the website as well. They may have been changing that now, but the last I knew, that's how they delivered. But basically, that is one of the most common types that are available now, the audio only. Again, the difference being that this audio has navigation built in. All the digital navigation that we talked about, being able to navigate by section, by chapter, by page number, being able to bookmark, all capable in any type of DAISY that we have. The next type is text only. Listen to or being able to be heard by synthesized speech. In other words, if you think of a screen reader and the synthesized speech that you hear, those voices are getting better and better all the time. And a lot of the DAISY players now come with their own built-in synthesized speech to be able to read text-only DAISY to you. Most commonly found on the Bookshare website at this point in the United States, bookshare.org. They have hundreds of thousands of leisure reading and textbooks available on Bookshare. So far, those are delivered in the text-only DAISY format. Then we have DAISY that is both text and audio. What I mean by that is narrated audio, something that you might find similarly on on the Learning Ally or on the NLS. In other words, it is a real person reading the book. But also, these books that I'm referring to now include text as well. Particularly important on the software side when you're looking at this on a computer with a screen, because not only then can you hear the audio, but then you also have the text so you can follow along. So for somebody who's low vision or has another print disability such as dyslexia, this text and audio is dynamic. And let me just reiterate that the text only that I mentioned, the second type of DAISY that I offered, mentioned just a moment ago here, when I say text only, of course you have the audio from the synthesized speech as well. So you're able to listen to it and see it on screen if you have a software player that runs on a computer with a computer screen or a hardware player with a screen as well. Basically, what I'm trying to tell you is that this is a dynamic format with lots of different capabilities. And some of the most advantage, the biggest advantage of DAISY being that you've got a multimodal approach, being that you have text that you can listen to and also see on screen at the same time. Now, the nice thing about being able to see the text on screen as well, this is not actually a capability of DAISY itself, but it is a capability of in the players. For example, with our software player from Dolphin called Easy Reader, you can listen to the text and see it on screen as well. Then we can magnify and unmagnify the size of the text. We can change the color of the text and change the background as well. So it's great for lots of different eye conditions. The other thing that's extremely important to let you know is as you're reading a textbook, for example, you're listening to it being read and you're watching the text on screen, it's being highlighted as it's being read. So you have a highlight bar going across the screen, words, or maybe the entire paragraph, depending on how the book is set up. Usually the case is if it's synthesized text, in other words, you're hearing it with synthesized speech, each word is being highlighted as it's being read. But it's a great way for you to be able to follow along with exactly what's being read. You don't have to worry about getting lost at all because each word or each series of words is being highlighted as it's being read. Hopefully this all makes sense. It is a lot of information to throw at you at once. I know we don't have a lot of props here visually to be able to take a look at this. Before I get into the actual programs from Dolphin and demonstrating them a little bit, I want to remind you once again where you can go to find these programs and try them out for yourself. Download them and get a 30-day demo, or you can also call Dolphin and get one sent to you on CD. So let's do that. Our website from Dolphin is www.yourdolphin.com. www.yourdolphin.com. If you go to that website and then click on products, everything we offer at Dolphin is displayed. And if you go to alternative formats, you're going to find our different offerings for DAISY. Okay? So you'll see Easy Converter, you'll see Easy Producer, you'll see Dolphin Publisher, and you'll also see Easy Reader. Easy Reader is our DAISY player. It's actually called our accessible ebook player because it supports EPUB as well. But that is the player that we offer from Dolphin for you to read DAISY. Now, it doesn't have to be DAISY that was just created with Dolphin products. This is compatible with any other DAISY that you find on the internet as well, or maybe you've produced using some of the free programs out there from the DAISY Consortium and others. So that is the DAISY player from Dolphin, compatible with any DAISY that you find on the internet. Okay? Any of these programs you can download and test for 30 days uninterrupted, and it's a fully functional program. So you don't have to worry that it might run out on you after you use it for an hour or two. You're just getting into it and say, boy, I really like this. No, you can use it for 30 days uninterrupted and be able to try out the program and all of its features. And that's not only with Easy Reader, but that's with all of the Dolphin products that you might want to try. Now, let's talk about a couple of the different programs that we offer for DAISY production, because I want to make this clear so that if this is something you want to learn more about or are trying to get into to do at your college or university or organization, that hopefully you'll get the right tool for your use. Now, if you forget some of this today, if you take anything away from this webinar, I want you to remember two things, and that is that you can call me or email me at any time to ask more questions. Say, Jeff, you know, you really didn't explain this very well today. I want to ask my questions, more questions, and I want you to then tell me which program will be best for me. That's number one. The second thing is, if you ever want to see these products demonstrated on screen, in other words, you could sit in your office or your room, wherever you are now, and see this come to life see my desktop on your computer, we do allow that capability as well. And it's free of charge. So you and I could do a webinar at any time where you would be able to see this program and see me go through the process of producing a DAISY talking book. Okay? So hopefully that gets kind of the introductory material out of the way. And I'll tell you what, before I go into the products and start distinguishing the differences between, does anybody have a question they'd like to ask right now?
We have nothing on the text chat.
Okay. That's fine. I always like to give you the opportunity to do that before you forget your question or before we get too far into this. And since we've got about 11 folks on here, this is a small enough group where your question definitely might be being thought about by others as well. So I wanted to give you that opportunity. So let's go in now and distinguish the difference between some of the offerings we have at Dolphin Computer Access. By the way, I'm the sales manager at Dolphin. I've been here for almost 3 years now. I mentioned that right away on our webinar last time, but I know there are some of you who are new on our webinar today. So hopefully you'll think that I'm qualified at least to talk to you about our Dolphin products, maybe nothing else, but anyway, we do have a number of different programs. The first one in our flagship product that we have, the one that I'm actually going to talk with you about here today most, is Easy Converter. That's a product that allows us to produce DAISY from a number of different types of source files. So if you want to arrive at a DAISY talking book from a PDF file, from a Word document, from HTML, maybe even from a Kurzweil file, if you have legacy Kurzweil files that you've used and you're trying to get those into a different format like DAISY, we have that capability with Easy Converter. The other products that we have, and I just want to touch on these quickly, some folks use Easy Producer that we have. Easy Producer is simply an add-in for Microsoft Word. Okay, it goes on the Word toolbar, and it gives you the ability to produce DAISY from Microsoft Word documents. That's it. Great little program, but somewhat limited in the fact that you have to be in Microsoft Word in order to produce the DAISY. So if you're talking about a PDF, you're talking about a Kurzweil file or HTML, something else, you better find a way to get it into a Word document before you are going to convert it to DAISY using Easy Producer. This is a very inexpensive product at about $249, and it allows you, as we said, it's convenient in the fact that if you use Word on a fairly regular basis, you can get these products into DAISY quickly, these files. So we have a lot of folks who use that. Now, the top end of our DAISY production, our DAISY authoring tools, is something called Dolphin Publisher. And some of these names are fairly similar, and when we get out of here, you might say, you know, Jeff, I really need a refresher, and that's fine. We're here for you, and we can do that. Publisher is specifically set up for folks who want to author their own DAISY books and they want human narrated speech as a part of it. So you could do this in a couple of different ways. You could read the book right into Dolphin Publisher yourself, or you could take a series of MP3 files, bring them into Dolphin Publisher, and then synchronize the text with the speech. Remember how I talked a little while ago about being able to have text and the speech both? Having them synchronized in the player, so when you're listening to your audio, you also see the text on screen. If that's something you want to do, and you want the human narrated speech to be a part of that, not synthesized speech, Dolphin Publisher would be the product that you would want to have. Also, if you're working with foreign languages, Dolphin Publisher is definitely going to be the program you want as far as creating DAISY goes. For foreign languages, you definitely want Publisher. There's a lot more capability there as well. And if this is a product you already have or you've had some experience with and you're only producing synthesized DAISY talking books, that's fine. It has that capability as well. But if you're looking at a new product for the first time and you're only going to be doing synthesized speech, Easy Converter, the product I'm going to show you here in a little while, could be the product that you could choose. So again, if you want clarification on that and you want to talk more about that, we can do it offline. But we do, I think the biggest thing to remember from Dolphin is that we have several DAISY products, several DAISY authoring tools. We have our Easy Reader, DAISY Player. So a lot to remember, but definitely some wonderful products if you want to learn more about DAISY that you could find at Dolphin. Now, the one thing to let you know is that our DAISY Player, Easy Reader, you get one copy with any one of the DAISY products that you order. So whether you use Producer, whether you use Publisher, whether you use Easy Converter, you will receive Easy Reader with it. That is to test your DAISY, to make sure that your DAISY is set up the way you want it, that it looks good, that the speech sounds good, that you have everything set up before you deliver it to your students or clients or whoever is going to read your DAISY material, whether it's a textbook, marketing materials, materials from your organization, whatever it is. So hopefully that makes sense, that you will get a copy of Easy Reader as part of your installation of Producer, of Converter, or of Publisher. Now, lots of folks that we deal with have Easy Reader on student machines or machines that you find in a computer lab or in a training lab, depending on where you are. So we have the ability for you to purchase a multi-user license of Easy Reader. Most of these DAISY authoring tools, these production tools, at least in this country, aren't used by the students themselves or clients of the agency themselves. They're really a middleman product. They're used by the service provider or by the folks who are actually producing the materials in the accessible formats. We don't typically find where they're actually used by the students themselves, although they could be. So when we talk about Easy Reader, the player to play the DAISY on, that is very often distributed much wider, on a lot more machines than you would find for the authoring tools themselves. So hopefully that makes sense. And we have some very reasonable price points set up for you to get Easy Reader on your campus, in your labs, or wherever you need that used. So let's talk about Easy Converter now just a little bit, and I'm actually going to take you through the process of creating a DAISY book, and at the end I'm going to let you hear what we've actually done. I have a very simple, straightforward PDF file that we're going to do. It's a business test. We're going to convert this to DAISY. Then we're going to play it in Easy Reader. Now, what we're going to do is throughout this process of making our DAISY talking book, we're going to add some navigation to this test. Wouldn't it be nice if you were a student to be able to navigate by each question in your test rather than having to just listen to it completely? Because what if you were down on question 30 or 31 and you wanted to go back to question 2 or 3? If there wasn't any navigation built into it, you'd have to rewind or fast forward your track on your digital player until you got there, almost like rewinding or fast-forwarding your cassette tape back in the day. But if we build in navigation or headings in our document, build in our navigational points, we can actually set it up so that you can move by each question in the test. And that's what we do. DAISY supports multiple levels of navigation. So if we wanted to, we could set this up where we can navigate by each question. Further to that, we can navigate by each choice under each question. We're not going to do that in this case. We're just going to set up a navigational point for each of the questions. But we could. That's the beauty and the power of DAISY, that you can get really as specific as you want to in the navigability in your book, in your test, in your training materials, worksheet, whatever it is. So there's a lot of capability here. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to bring this PDF through, and we have a couple intermediate stages on when the process as we're moving the PDF through the conversion process. One of those is OCR, and I don't mean Office of Civil Rights in this case. A lot of PDFs that we deal with, if they're electronic files, sometimes are just image files. They're just pictures of the file to begin with. In that case, we need optical character recognition, OCR, to be able to extract the text from the image and turn it into something readable by a screen reader or by a DAISY player. So in that case, we use OCR in our PDF file to be able to extract that text and turn it into text that we can read. Now, some of the popular OCR programs out there are OmniPage, Abbey Fine Reader, Kurzweil OpenBook. Maybe you've dealt with some of these. Within Easy Converter, we have OCR built in. We have a version of OmniPage Pro, version 16, built in to Easy Converter as well. So you don't have to worry about, is if my PDF is an image, can we handle that? Yes, absolutely we can. So we have that. And also the second intermediate stage, and the one I'm going to show you today, is Microsoft Word. Everything we bring into Easy Converter, whether it's DAISY or whether it's something else, stops at Microsoft Word for us to build in our navigation or for us to add alternative text on images or just be able to edit the text. Maybe it's not in the right order now and we want to massage it a little bit. We all know how powerful of a editor, a word processor, Microsoft Word is. So that is used in Easy Converter as well. So again, just to review, we're going to bring this PDF through, we're going to convert it to DAISY, and then we're going to look at it in Easy Reader. And this is our business test. And I'm going to show you how we can navigate by each question in our test. So let me do this. I am going to open Dolphin Easy Converter version 5.05 on my computer now. And even though you all aren't going to be able to see this or hear it, you're still going to be able to listen to me describe the process as we go through. And let me remind you once again, if this is something you're more interested in, you want to take a look, we can do a webinar for you where you can actually see me go through this process. Okay? So let's start from the beginning. Everything we do in Easy Converter is called a project. So we name our project file. We bring our file through the project. We have a resulting project title at the end. This is also set up in such a way that after all of your files are converted, you can find them in a very neatly organized directory on your Windows machine. So with some of the other programs out there, you might wonder, well, what happened? I did the conversion. I converted to DAISY, I think. But now how do I go find my file? With Easy Converter, that's very easy to do. So the first step is to name the project. And this is business test, and I'm doing it, so I'm just going to say Jeff B. Test. I'm going to go to next. Now, we're going to choose our input document. What kind of document do we want to bring in? Is it electronic or is it a hard copy paper material? Remember I mentioned to you we have OCR built in here, so we can scan as well. If we have a scanner, we need to scan in hard copy material, no problem. We can do that with Easy Converter. We're going to open a document now, an electronic document, and it's actually called Business Test Questions, and it's the PDF. I've got it. I go to next. Now I'm asked, because this is a PDF file, do you want to import the whole file or parts of the text? This is extremely important when we are working with textbooks and very large PDF files. If you get your textbooks from publishers, very often they're in the PDF format, and they're large, large files. We never recommend that you bring hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of pages through at one time, for the simple fact that it can be very labor intensive on your computer, and also if you do encounter any errors, it can take a whole lot of a long time trying to find them. And it also, the more you bring in at a time, the longer it takes to convert as well. So for very varying reasons, just a few of which I just gave you, we only recommend you bring in 200 or 300 pages at the most at a time. So we give you that ability here. If you want to split up your PDF, you can do that. At this point, I'll bring in all pages because it's only 6 pages that I'm working with. Now I'm asked, do I want Easy Converter to try to detect the headings in my document? Yes or no? I'll say yes. Also, do I want to look at this in Microsoft Word? Remember I mentioned to you a moment ago that everything we bring through within Easy Converter, Microsoft Word is our intermediate stage. So even if we don't look at it in Microsoft Word, it is first converted to a Word document before we convert to DAISY. And I'm going to say, yes, I do want to look at this in Microsoft Word as I'm going through. So here we go. I'm now on a drop-down box where it's asking me to choose my alternative format. With Easy Converter, this is our most popular program from Dolphin because not only does it do DAISY, it also does large print, it also converts to Braille, and it also converts to MP3 audio or plain text. So sometimes you may have a need for something other than DAISY, and we have that ability here within Easy Converter as well. Of course, in this case, we're going to convert to DAISY. It's going to be DAISY 3. I'm also asked here, do I want to create synthesized speech as part of my conversion, yes or no? For our purpose, I'm going to say no. And the reason is because I know that Easy Reader, remember Easy Reader is Dolphin's DAISY player, has its own built-in synthesized speech. So basically, I don't have to do it twice. I don't have to create it on this side because I know that I'll be able to use the synthesizer in Easy Reader to play it when we're done. Let's go to next. Now we're asked, do we want to copy this somewhere else? Remember I mentioned to you that all of our files associated with our project are neatly stored in a folder on our Windows computer. For your convenience, we're asked, do you want to copy this to another folder? Do you want to burn it on a CD or DVD? Or do you want to save it to a USB device, such as a thumb drive or a network drive or someplace else other than where it's stored by default? For our purposes, I'll say no, no copy to, and that's it. I'm ready to convert. So let me go to finish. What's happening now is this is actually being converted to Microsoft Word. We're going to take a look at this in Word in just a second, and that's where I'm actually going to add the headings that I need for my PDF business test. So again, we've converted from PDF to Microsoft Word so far, and ultimately we're going to end up with a DAISY talking book from the PDF file. Now, I'm now in Microsoft Word. And I am looking at my PDF file. This is a standard test with multiple choice questions. There's about 38 questions here, and I'm only going to put headings around the first few. Remember, what a heading means in this case is a navigational point, a way to be able to, in my DAISY player, navigate by each one of these test questions. So I'm using my arrow keys now, and I'm listening to this with my screen reader. I'm actually moving down to question one, and I'm going to put a heading level 2 around question 1. That's my navigational point. Then I'm going to go to number 2, and I'm going to do the same thing, and so on, through about question 7. This is giving me the ability, and I'll be able to show you all this in just a moment, because you'll be able to hear my speech reading, and I'll show you how I can move between each question. So bear with me here just a second while I do the rest of these. Putting on number 5. Then I'm going to number 6 and 7, and I'll be done. So here we are. We now have navigational points around the first 7 questions in this test. You will get an idea on exactly what we're trying to do here in just a moment. Now, if there was anything else I wanted to do in Word before I save and close this, this is where you do it. I could add alternative text on images. So if there were pictures in here and I wanted to describe what these pictures were, if they're relevant to the text, we do that here, and that description of the text will come through in our DAISY talking book. If I want to move any of the text around, I can do that here as well. If I'm ready to close and move on to the next stage, I can do that now. And what's going to happen next is this is going to be converted to DAISY. So I'm going to close Microsoft Word right now. And in just a matter of seconds, I'm at 72% now. We're going to have ourselves a DAISY talking book. And there it is. We have it. It took 3 minutes and 4 seconds to do it, by the way. That's the whole conversion process. So the time elapsed is pretty important, especially if you're trying to figure out in your disability service office or your organization how to make your workflow more efficient, simplify the process of creating alternative formats. Well, this shows you right here exactly how long this took. Also very handy if you have to make this presentation yourself to your administrators, or to your bosses, folks above you, to convince them to purchase this product, you can show them how long it takes in order to process and get it done. So let's now go to View Output, because what we've done at this point is we've created our DAISY talking book. So in order to look at it now, if I go to View Output, Easy Reader is going to open. That's Dolphin's DAISY player. And I'll then be able to play it. And remember, if you're doing this as well, whether you're using the program I just used, Easy Converter, whether you're using Easy Producer or Dolphin Publisher, you will get a copy of Easy Reader so you can test your DAISY and make sure that it's correct, just like I'm going to do right now. So if I go to View Output, Easy Reader is going to open. And what I now have the ability to do is, with a keystroke, start the speech playing and find out if my navigational points are correct. First of all, let me just let you hear this. This is going to be Real Speak Tom. Tom's a pretty popular guy in the synthesized speech world, and he's from Nuance. And Tom's all over the place. The most popular place you can think of finding Tom is on the weather radio stations. So if you have a weather radio in your house and you hear that synthesized speech for the forecast, the current conditions, or for an advisory or a severe thunderstorm watch or warning, that's Tom. Let's test this out.
Major field test and business sample questions. Major field test and business sample questions. The following questions illustrate the range of the test in terms of the abilities measured, the disciplines covered, and the difficulty of the questions posed.
Now, over the webinar here, Talking Communities, you may not be able to understand that real clearly. But I can tell you on this side, this speech is pretty clear. It's a little clearer, we believe, than the older Eloquence speech for screen readers, although Eloquence has its place and probably will for a long, long time. In fact, on my screen reader, I still use it because Eloquence is very responsive. It's very fast. But for something like this, what's more important is how clear the speech is, how human-like it sounds. And we get lots and lots of compliments from folks who do this here on this side with the speech. Now, let me show you next the navigation that we've built in. I'm going to move with my arrow keys by each question. We're going to start with number 1, and I'm going to go as far as number 7 because those are the nav points I've built in.
Closed. They should not, however, be considered representative of the entire scope of the test.
Hang on a second, folks. I think I have a box in the way here. So I was pushing my key and it wasn't working. Hold on here just a second. Okay. Here we go.
Question 1. In marketing research, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Now, I didn't let those questions read, but I will go back and do that. I just moved from question 1 to question 7 very quickly using my arrow keys. Now, let's find out what happens next.
Questions 31 and 33 refer to the information below.
I didn't put in any additional navigation points after number 7, so it skipped to question 30 and 31. So let's think about this for a second. If I'm down on question 31, and I want to go back to number 2, if I didn't have these navigation points built in, the headings that I put in Word, I'd have to rewind or search backwards on my track in order to go back to that question 2. It might take me 5 minutes to get there. Might be longer. Watch how long it takes me to move back to question 2 now from question 31.
Questions 31 and 33 refer to the information.
Okay, here I go back to 2.
Questions 2. In organizational decision-making, managers are able to exercise the greatest degree of discretion in the enforcement.
That's question 2. Now remember, as we're doing this, this is all being highlighted on screen as well. And again, we can change the size of the text, we can change the color of the text or the color of the highlight. So we've got a lot of things going on here. We're able to listen to the text, of course, but we're also able to see it on screen if need be for a low vision user, for somebody who's dyslexic or has another print disability. This is the beauty of DAISY, guys, the quick and dirty version of how to create a DAISY talking book right there. Now, let's say I got down to question 32 and I wanted to set a bookmark. No problem. In this case, with Easy Reader, I just press Control B for bookmark, and I'm presented with a dialog box that allows me to type in text for reference to the bookmark or to record audio if I want to. If I want to, you know, remind myself, make sure before the test you go back and review this material once again. I could record it just like an audio recorder would allow me to do. And I could put an unlimited amount of bookmarks in there. Let me tell you where this is extremely important, or, you know, exceptionally important, at least in something I can think of right away. If you're a member of the NFB or know anybody who is, or you have access to Bookshare as well, Bookshare and the National Federation of the Blind have a partnership where on Bookshare's website or on the NFB Newsline website, you can download a series of newspapers and magazines in DAISY format. So let's say you were looking at USA Today or the Wall Street Journal or something else where you have several different news articles there. What if you look at this in the morning where you don't have a whole lot of time, you're getting ready to go to work, but you peruse the headlines and take a look and see what you might be interested in? Let's set a bookmark for each headline that we want to go back and read at a later time. We could do that. And then tonight when we come home and have more time, we would be able to go back to our list of bookmarks in the Wall Street Journal, figure out only what we were interested in rather than having to go back through the whole book, and then just read each article based on our list of bookmarks that we have. The same could apply in this test that we just did. Let's say that we're not sure about question 2, and we know we're not, but we go finish the rest of the test. We go through all 37 or 38 questions, but we know we're going to have to come back to question 2. Well, we just go to our list of bookmarks, punch that up, and we go back to the only bookmark we have, which is question 2, and we get there very quickly. It's just another way to navigate quickly through our DAISY talking book that we have. And that's how we do it, guys. You can do this with Easy Converter like I just did. You could do the same thing with Dolphin Publisher. You could do it with Easy Producer if you had this in a Word document. Now, let's say that you might have some questions on that. Let's say that you only have a budget for Easy Producer. In other words, for you to create your DAISY, you need it in Microsoft Word first. It has to be a Word document first. Well, in many of the OCR editing programs out there, like AbbeyFine or OmniPage or others, you have the ability from those programs to convert your PDF into either HTML or Microsoft Word. So if you had to first get your PDF into a Microsoft Word format, sometimes most of those programs would allow you to do that. Then you could use Easy Producer in order to take it from Microsoft Word, convert it to DAISY. The difference with Converter, the one that I just used and our most popular program, is that it supports more file types like PDF, like Kurzweil, like HTML or XML. And not only does it produce DAISY, it also produces MP3, large print, Braille, and plain text as well. So it's a bit more versatile than our Easy Producer program, a bit more versatile than Dolphin Publisher as well, our high-end DAISY authoring tool. But again, the difference with Publisher is that this is the only product that Dolphin offers if you're doing human narrated speech. In other words, if you're reading your books yourself and you want those included, it's the only program that allows you to import MP3s into your project as part of your DAISY talking book. I've thrown a lot of information at you. There's one final thing that I want to do here right now. Sometimes you might run into folks who don't have a DAISY player at all, but you want to create DAISY for them. You know that they're familiar with the format, they love the navigability that's built in, or you want to share DAISY with them and show them how incredible this format is, how easy it is to be able to navigate by where they need to get to quickly in a DAISY talking book. If the people you want to share this with do not have a DAISY player, they don't have a hardware player, they don't have a software player on their computer, we have one more option from Dolphin that would allow you to share your DAISY content with them. It's called Easy Reader Express. And basically what it is it is a way for us to attach a very minimal, as far as features go, minimal featured player to the DAISY project that you've created. You can then put that on your website or send it in an email or save it on some kind of media, like a SD card, or burn it to a CD or something like that. So then when your student or client of your agency, whatever it is, when they open it on their computer, automatically it opens in this player. So just to reaffirm, they don't need a DAISY player on their computer at all. You deliver the DAISY player to them with the content that you've created. Now, the one limitation is that the player only works for the content that you've created. In other words, it is specific to the book that you've created. You're not giving them a player that they can play all Daisy on, strictly the Daisy that you've created. And we've got a little video now. You're going to hear the guy's name is Paul, and he's from the UK. That's where Dolphin's based, in the UK. So you'll hear his British accent. And you'll see a video describing this process of how Easy Reader Express works. So Norm and the boys there, if you can roll this, let's check out the Easy Reader Express video.
Okay, Jeff, that's our video, I guess. Aerosol, do we have any questions in the text chat window?
Yes, we have two. One, first one from Christy. How good is the OCR comparison to software like Abby FindReader? Can you hear me?
Hardly. You are very weak.
Hello, hello.
I hear you now. Go ahead.
Okay, the first one is from Christy. How good is the OCR comparison to software like Abby FindReader?
Okay, guys, for some reason my control key wasn't working. I apologize. I pressed my control key and nothing happened, but when I go to lock my talk key, it works. So that's good. That's a very good question, and the answer is the OCR is very comparable. In fact, we have OmniPage built in, which people go back and forth between Omni and Abby all the time on which one they like better, which one they think has more features and things like that. So Easy Converter has basically the exact same type of OCR capability that you're talking about right now.
Okay, we have one more from Mike. Jeff, does the reading number 123 determine the navigation level 123 in the document?
Yes, absolutely. It correlates exactly like that. The levels, the corresponding levels of the headings are the levels of navigation within the Daisy Talking Book. That's right. So if I go back to, for example, the newspaper example that I mentioned earlier, your heading level ones would be the sections of the newspaper, maybe news, sports, weather, life, local news, whatever it is. And then the next corresponding level would, of course, be the articles themselves within each section of the newspaper. That's right.
Up to now, Jeff, these are the only two questions that we
have. Very good. Thank you, guys. Well, I think that what we've done here today in a pretty short time, an hour goes by quick when we're doing this kind of thing, is we've at least given you some exposure to producing Daisy Talking Books with the Dolphin suite of Daisy authoring tools that we have. What I would encourage you to do as a takeaway from this webinar is to explore a little further on our website the program, so you can kind of differentiate what they all do and the offerings from each. We do have a series of videos for each program, so if you want to go and explore our whole library of videos, you can do that from our website. They're all available on YouTube as well. So if there's a specific program that you want to learn more about, if you just go to YouTube and type it in, the Dolphin videos will come up there as well. The other thing that I would encourage you to do if you want to learn more about Daisy itself is to go to the Daisy Consortium's website. There's just a very vast amount of information there regarding Daisy. There's even a newsletter called the Daisy Planet, where it's a monthly newsletter, I believe, that comes out. And Lynn Leaf talks about all kinds of different things that are going on around the world related to Daisy. So also there's more information on setting up Daisy Talking Books as far as building the navigational structure and building the file set in, doing it the proper way. And just more information than you probably ever care to know about how Daisy works and all the ins and outs. So a wonderful reference site for you, www.daisy.org. Again, daisy.org would be a great site to bookmark if you want to learn more about it. And, of course, I hope you'll bookmark our website too, www.yourdolphin, yourdolphin, like the fish, .com. And also, guys, I know last week we had my contact information up on the screen as part of the title page. And Norm, can you let me know, or anybody else, if that's there again? I hope that all of you can get reference to my phone number and email address. If not, I will audibly give you that so you can write it down so you have that information. But do we have that?
I don't think it's there at the moment. I'll be sending email to everybody on the mailing list for this series by tomorrow, and that'll take you to a resource page with the archives on it, several other dolphin videos, and Jeff's contact information will all be there. So expect that by tomorrow. And I do want to give a plug for a thing I'm doing on May 1st at this hour. It's a bit different, although it still relates to digital books. A lot of commercial companies have been putting out a lot of digital books, and you end up having to buy their Kindle or their Nook to read it. And a lot of them are proprietary e-book formats. They don't even talk to each other, and they've been inaccessible. They're starting to make more of these accessible, particularly software versions of their players. And so I'm going to be talking about that on May 1st, particularly be focusing on Kindle for the PC, on Blio, and on Adobe Digital Digital Editions Preview. So we'll be looking at different players for commercial products. And they are getting accessible. They haven't done as good a job of building in personal control and the navigation that we have here in DAISY. Hopefully that'll come sometime. So anyhow, I'll be talking about that, the good and bad points about it, on May 1st. So thank you very much, Jeff, and we'll have all your information in the mail I send out and on the archive. Thank you, everyone, and I look forward to seeing you again.
I want to thank you guys very much, too, for taking time to be a part of the webinar today. I hope that the information that we've given you, I hope you found that appropriate and what you expected to get out of the webinar. And I also hope that if you need more information or if there's anything else I can help you with, you'll contact me at your convenience. We want to be able to help. We're here to do that, and hopefully we'll have you using our Dolphin products if you don't already do so. Again, the one thing I would reiterate, Norm is doing some great stuff here, and I think the webinar on May 1st is especially important as well, because this arena of digital talking books, whether it's DAISY, EPUB, or otherwise, is changing so fast. We're now at the point where a lot of times you don't go down and rent your buy your textbook at the bookstore anymore. You're renting it on some kind of electronic device to be able to play it on. So I think the more we know about digital talking books, whatever kind they are, and what's coming down the pike, the probably better armed we'll be to be able to know what we're doing and to help our students or clients of our agencies in days to come. So again, thank you all for being here, and I hope to talk with you all again.
Thank you again, Jeff. Two good presentations, and I don't make many DAISY books, but DAISY Producer is my meat and drink. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Jeff. Thanks, Steve, and see you all in the next webinar.